many myths, not enough time. Nonetheless, welcome to the program devoted to the most important and fastest growing segment of society. To those of you who, like me, have finally awakened and come to realize that the world's political, religious, military, and economic institutions, as well as the media, are corrupt, that they're counterproductive, and that they cannot be fixed. Our phone number, if you'd like to participate in this discussion, is 877-300-7645. Yesterday, I listened to and watched the entire video of the alleged beheading of the American reporter. And I sent the link to Scott last night and said, you know, I'd appreciate it if you could take the audio out of this and play it for our listeners. Well, that video, between the time that I sent the link to Scott and this morning when he came in, was removed from the web. And I'm glad. I'm not glad that the video is gone. I'm glad that he did not get the audio of it, because we would be perpetrating a fraud. The video's a fraud. Foley's head was not cut off. Everybody that's talking about this, from the NSA to the CSA to the President of the United States to the Prime Minister's office in Scotland Yard in London, to everyone in the media, say it's too gruesome, we can't show it to you. That's a fraud. Foley is alive. I'm certain of it. Now, let me tell you why I came to that conclusion. And by the way, you know, when I say I'm certain of it, that might turn people off and say, well, that's beyond where you normally would go. I would just normally say that the evidence available to us when I make the necessary connections with known facts suggest that the video is a fraud. And perhaps that's where I should leave it, and then I'll share with you what I know and why I've come to that conclusion. And you can determine whether or not I should have taken the next step to say that I'm certain of it. I've watched between 50 and 100 Islamic beheading videos. The most recent one that I saw was also staged in the desert. Most are staged in rooms with Islamic flags and propaganda throughout. Most are staged before audiences, watching the gruesome spectacle. But one thing that is certain in all of them is that they all revel in the bloodlust. The thing that Muslims like the most is the killing. It's a death cult. They love the savagery. It's something about Islam where Satan replaces Yahweh, and thus Satan is screaming, I'm the greatest, that Muslims feel a sense of superiority, a sense of actual pride. When they have a handcuffed victim and their knife at their throat and sawing their head off. You know, in crime studies, what we learn when we hear that a victim was stabbed is that in most cases, the preponderance of cases, the victim and the perpetrator knew each other quite well. That for someone to engage in stabbing another person, where their blood is flowing over your hands, where you're stabbing at a close range, where you're hearing them choke to death on their own blood, where you're hearing them scream out in agony, where you're watching them die at your hands. When that occurs, the perpetrator has to be enraged. They have to hate. Islam is all about hate. It is all about rage. And if you don't think so, read the Quran. You know, I'm so sick of reading all of these comments underneath the non-visible video that talk about Islam isn't represented by this kind of action. Wake up. Shed your ignorance. Stop being so stupid. Don't be played for a fool. Muhammad was a savage and ruthless animal. He tortured his victims. He raped his victims. He enslaved his victims. And one day he cut off the heads of 900 of his victims, slowly, agonizingly, and in front of a crowd. Knowing Islam, having become an expert on Muhammad, knowing Muhammad as well as anybody on the planet Earth today, I can tell you this video is a fake. You know they don't show the beheading. No, they show at the end of a tortured reed. A reed that is impossible to have been genuine. You know, yesterday we read a couple of statements that Foley said. And I said, you know, a man that knows he's going to die would never say these kinds of things unless he thought they were true. But the tone of his voice suggests otherwise. That he knew they weren't true, but that he wasn't going to die. They made a deal with him. Now, the deal might well have been like the old story of the scorpion and the frog. The scorpion is trapped in an island that is fast disappearing in the middle of a raging river and talked to the frog and says, you know, frog, if you'll carry me across this river, I'd sure appreciate it. And the frog says, but you're a scorpion. If I do that, you're going to sting me. And he said, no, you can trust me. I could sting you right now, and I'm not doing it, so you can trust me. Carry me across the river, and I won't sting you. So the frog carries the scorpion across the river. When they get across, the scorpion thanks the frog and then stings it. And while the frog is dying of paralysis and about to be eaten, it says, but you promised you wouldn't sting me. And he says, don't you know I'm a scorpion? Now, there's a possibility that Foley made a deal with the devil, and he's been subsequently killed. He was not killed in that video. And I don't think he's dead at all. I think he's worth way too much. The Islamic State initially made all of its money through kidnapping and ransom. It's how Muhammad funded Islam initially. In the terrorist raid that Muhammad perpetrated against the businessmen, the merchants of his hometown, his former neighbors at Badr, Muhammad made his money not only by robbing the contents of the civilian business caravan, but by kidnapping those that he didn't mutilate. Now, he mutilated many just because that's the nature of Islam. But those he didn't mutilate, he kidnapped, and he ransomed them back to the Meccans. And he used that to fund Islam. Kidnap for ransom, as we witnessed off the coast of Somalia, has been essential to Islam since its founding. Most Americans don't know, because this president has lied about many things. When he said that America has never been at war with Islam, he lied. America's first war as an independent nation was against Islam. Even before the War of 1812, America was spending a disproportionate amount of its federal budget bribing Muslims not to kidnap Americans and not to pirate American vessels. The Marine Corps anthem that talks about from the shores of Tripoli is all about America having to finally rescue a kidnapped crew of an early vessel. The fact is that the Quran that Muhammad's Quran that Thomas Jefferson had in his library, that I think it's Congressman Ellis, the first Muslim congressman in America. He's a Minnesotan, Scott. That he swore the oath of allegiance to become a congressman. The only reason Jefferson had it is because he went to the Ottoman Empire and to the leader of the Ottoman Empire, who he met with, an ambassador actually of the Ottoman Empire, whom he met with to ask him, why are you pirating our vessels? Why are you kidnapping our sailors? We've done nothing to you. And he quoted from the Quran and Hadith and explained that this is what Muhammad told us to do. We will continue to do it. We will do it for all time. And so Jefferson couldn't believe that a religion could be that perverse. So he got a copy of the Quran to find out for himself. And indeed it is. All you have to do is read the first 9 surahs. Kidnap for ransom is how the Islamic State funded its initial operations. That's not how they fund it anymore, although just in the last half dozen years, the Islamic State has raised $125 million through kidnap and ransom. Foley's alive. He's way too valuable. Now, beyond the tortured speech that Foley was reading, which no one reads, that kind of a long-winded, tortured speech, unless there's a quid pro quo. And the quid pro quo here was, you read it, we won't kill you. We will arrange for your release. Now, my guess is he'll have a little plastic surgery, and he'll have the threat that you know, we know where your family lives, and we will kill them if it gets out that we made this deal. But nothing in the video shows his head being cut off. In fact, even the first two slices with a knife, if you look closely, there's no cut wound. It looks like there's a couple of bags of fake blood that are burst to create a little bit of a bloody scene in the last frame, but there's no cut wound. There's no gagging. There's no begging for his life. And then the final shot, rather than showing the entire beheading, and I say, I've seen 100 of these, and they revel, they shout Allahu Akbar as they're cutting off the head, reveling in the horror of it all. Loving it. Not only is there none of that, then there's a image at the end that's not part of the video. Not even a video image. It's a photograph that is being panned from left to right. So why would you switch to a photograph? Because it's easy to Photoshop it. The reason that there's an orange box that would show where the head's supposed to be for the tame version is because his head was photoshopped off and set on top of his body. It's a complete fraud. Now, the world is reacting to a fraud. Do you know that Scotland Yard said yesterday that downloading, viewing, and disseminating the video would constitute a criminal offense under the Terrorism Act? You know, it's a British actor that's playing the role of assassin. And so Scotland Yard says, you can't watch it. If you watch it, you too will be guilty of committing terrorism. That's how afraid they are for you to see it, to think about it. How could a guy who is so opposed to conspiracy propose a conspiracy? Did Yana wake up on the wrong side of the bed this morning? Was it too late a night? Is he playing without all of his oars in the water today? You know, most conspiracy theories, like Building 7, now being brought down by the U.S. government, to propose such a theory, you have to take everything that occurred out of context. You have to discard 90% of the evidence. And then you zero down on isolated things that, removed from the entire context, seem to support your theory. That's the nature of conspiracy theories. You have to ignore the obvious. You have to be ignorant of the vast majority of the evidence. And then you drill down on a hypothesis and try to support it with incomplete and often inaccurate information. I'm doing just the opposite. I'm telling you that no one knows Muhammad and the nature of Islam better than I do. That's a pretty bold statement, but I prove it. If you've read Prophet of Doom, you know it to be true. If you read the Islamic terrorist timeline, you know it to be true. If you've listened to any one of the 2,000 interviews I've done on Muhammad and Islam and Allah and the direct connection to terrorism, you know it to be true. I know what Islam does to a person because I know Islam. I know Muhammad. I know what the oldest Islamic resources tell Muslims to do and what Muhammad did. This video is a fraud. Based on every other of the hundreds of beheading videos I've watched, there is nothing in common between this video and any of them. Everything is wrong. First of all, the person who is conducting the alleged execution doesn't cite a single Quran verse doesn't cite a single statement from the Hadith. And in every one of the other hundreds of videos, the whole stage is for that particular purpose, to cite the Quran and Hadith. That's the purpose. Not one citation. When Muslims commit terrorist acts, they do as Muhammad taught them to do. When Muhammad was riding up to Kabar with the thousands of Muslims armed to the teeth, and Kabar was a farming community without so much as any means of defense, and the Jewish community was coming out to their fields with their hoes and shovels, rakes, Muhammad greeted them with Allahu Akbar. And the purpose of that was to tell the Jews and the world that Allah was greater than Yahweh, the God of the Jews. That's the message. That's the whole superiority concept of having the non-Muslim captive bound in control by Muslims, and the Muslims taking the life of the non-Muslim in a gruesome and demeaning fashion. That's exactly what Muhammad did on that day at Kabar. And Muhammad began by torturing the husband of the woman who was the most beautiful in town, that he himself raped multiple times that very night. He killed the men. He enslaved the children so that he could sell them off as a ransom. And he and his men raped all of the women. That is what Islam does. It screams, Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater. Greater than whom? Greater than Yahweh. Allahu Akbar. That's what they always shout. And they shout it more than once. They mutter it like they're chanting. Wasn't one Allahu Akbar in the whole video. Not one Quran quote. Not one statement from the Hadith. None of that. It was a fraud. I'm absolutely certain of it. Foley still lives. He'll be sold for ransom. That's the reality. There's another bigger concern that I have in all of this. And that is that the United States has to know it's a fraud. I mean, we spend hundreds of millions of dollars gathering intelligence. We have thousands of people analyzing such things. The head was a photograph. It was photoshopped on top of his body. There's no cut to Foley's throat as the knife is being wielded. And by the way, that's not the kind of knife that any Muslim zealot is going to use as they slice someone off someone's head. They know it's a fraud. Folks, have you ever, and maybe I'm going to share an insight into myself that makes me sound somewhat peculiar, but there is in a lot of Sunday newspaper, and it's actually usually in the comic section, there's a two drawings, and it says, can you spot the differences between the two? And there'll be a drawing on the right and the drawing on the left, and there's usually six minor differences too. And the game is to say, can you spot those differences? I love that. My favorite thing on a Sunday morning is to test whether I can spot the differences. Okay, so that's odd. Why did I tell you the story? I've seen hundreds of videos of Muslims beheading non-Muslims. I've seen Muslims crucify non-Muslims. I've seen Muslims assassinate non-Muslims. I've seen Muslims blow up non-Muslims. I've seen it all. They're all the same. They're all the same except this one. And you know something? All of them that are the same are all absolutely consistent, absolutely the same as what the Quran and Hadith reveal about Muhammad and what he and the first Muslims did. And then you've got this one. And all of the strokes are different.
on those pictures where you're trying to find the differences, there's yes. always the one glaring, obvious one. And for me on this one, it was, you never once heard the Allahu Akbar. You never once
never
heard
once.
Him say that, which is unheard of.
And by the way, speaking of hearing, every one of the Islamic videos, the place where it really gets dramatic, the reason that having hadn't seen the video, just heard about it, because you couldn't see it yesterday until late, I wanted listeners to recognize that just hearing the screams, a man drowning in his own blood, pleading for his life, and yet having someone scream Allahu Akbar as they're sawing off their head is such a penetrating image that it would motivate millions of people around the world to try to reconcile the difference between what they're being told about Islam and what they are listening to and watching about Islam. And yet, guess where the actor's mouth was, or hand was, in this particular video? Over Foley's mouth. That's where it was. You know, it was in the back of his palm, when he was palming in Foley's mouth. A bag of blood. That's what he was palming. You don't hear Foley say a word. None of the begging for his life, none of the choking on his own blood, none of it. And yet, YouTube is pretending like they're on a religious crusade, not only to remove the video from YouTube, but from anyone who posts it anywhere else online. They're not doing it. It's the U.S. government that's doing it. And you know why? Because it's a fraud. Everyone says, and just every talking head, the video is too graphic for us to show, so we're not going to show you the video because it's too graphic for us to show. Video's not graphic at all. It's not graphic. So why is YouTube removing it? Who is removing it from every site around the world? Why is Scotland Yard saying, if you watch it, then you're committing a terrorist act? You're a terrorist against the UK government because it's a fraud. Now, I'm not going to go so far as to say that the United States had a role in producing it. Now, that would be the 9/11 conspiracy hokum of the United States brought down Building 7 at the World Trade Center. I'm not going to go there because that's not true relative to Building 7 and relative to this video. The United States didn't produce it. That was all likelihood produced by the Islamic State. But they played us for fools. They want us to bomb them. You might say, oh, that's crazy. No, it makes the Islamic State more important when they're bombed. The Viet Cong wanted us to bomb them. It recruits more Viet Cong. For every time America engages in bombs in Iraq, it manufactures more Islamic zealots. It gets more Muslims to want to leave and to go fight jihad for the cause.
Not only that, but it gives... One, every place that we bomb now, we feel the need to rebuild, and we start throwing money in.
And then we go bomb it again.
And then we go bomb
it again.
But the other thing that happens, and this is something that happens continuously, is that not only do we bomb it, put people in charge, and then realize, oh, those people aren't good, but we start putting more guns and arms and everything like that in places to fight various things. So they're going to get upgraded military hardware, more money to rebuild.
And they're going to use that military hardware against their own people. Just like, by the way, we're paying for the military hardware being deployed in Ukraine against Donetsk and Luhansk. We're paying for it. 100% of the money that is enabling the Kiev regime to ruthlessly and savagely terrorize those in Luhansk and Donetsk is paid for by the United States of America. We're the instigator, we're the supplier of the monies to perpetrate that horror. We are the source of the military hardware that the Islamic State is using. We're the source of the military hardware that the Iraqi government, the Shiite regime, is using against the Islamic State. And now we're bombing our own hardware when we bomb the Islamic State. It's just pathetic. You told me just a moment ago that we had a caller, Steve, that didn't want to be on the air but wanted to share an insight. Can you tell us what Steve had to say?
He said that he was watching the interview with the parents and that they didn't seem to be acting like a parent that just saw their kids get their son get his head cut off. And their son's been captured since 2012, 11 or 12.
Actually, the one of the suspects, or not one of the suspects, one of the two journalists was kidnapped in 2012. And Foley was 2013.
Okay.
So he has been kidnapped for better part of a year, maybe a little longer than a year. And the United States not only refused to pay a ransom for him, which most countries around the world are now doing, and therefore Americans are far more likely to be killed than our French citizens or Spanish citizens or Italian citizens, where the countries do pay a ransom. Then Obama actually said that we launched a special forces raid to try to find him. And Obama knows that this video is a fraud. So, while I don't think the United States was complicit in producing the video, I don't think there's any chance of that. I don't think there's any chance that the President of the United States doesn't know that the video is a fraud. We have Glenn on the line. Glenn, what do you think?
One of these things is not like the others. One of these things just doesn't belong. Can you tell me which thing is not like the others by the time I finish my song?
You always have the right lyrics. I wish you had the right voice. I can't be critical, though, and I'm not going to be critical because I couldn't hold a tune in a bucket. It's one of the things, by the way, we all talk about how we're looking forward to being removed from all of the muck of the world, and we know that we have a ride that is divine to be able to camp out with you. I am looking forward to being able to do what you can't do, to be able to sing. That is one of the things. I want to be able to sing Dodes, which we know as David's. I want to be able to sing his songs, and I want to be able to sing them to the original music that he wrote for them, and I'm really looking forward to it. But my guess is
I've not always been that I'm, I actually, at one time, did have a little bit better singing voice. But anyway, many years of these cigars have ruined it.
Okay. my guess is you're not smoking Swisher Sweets.
No.
That's supposed to be absolute trailer trash garbage. You know what I heard about the Swisher Sweets that is interesting is that they are, they're basically shavings. It's just it's a total like smoking a rope, is that the reason they're used is that the tobacco, which is of very low quality, is taken out of them, and they're filled with high-grade pot, and it becomes a much more effective hallucinogen when the blunt is smoked in that way. And on the rap songs that Michael Brown was singing and had recorded, he spoke of doing that very thing. So that's what they were doing
I was standing outside my house one night smoking a cigar, and a police car pulled up, and another policeman came running across another yard, like with a flashlight. Mm-hmm. Like they were like flanking me. I was talking to somebody on the phone. It's like, and they realized that, I guess I didn't fit the profile for a blunt, that type of blunt smoker, They just kind of
smell different.
And sniffed and went their way.
They smell different. But, that different story, and I do want to get back to the reason my guess is that you called. But there have been releases, unofficial releases, from the Ferguson Police Department where the assistant police chief took Wilson to the hospital, that he had a broken orbital socket, Brown's fist hit his face multiple times, that he was seriously injured, and that, in fact, that what I reported yesterday, Brown not only physically assaulted Wilson and almost killed him, but that Brown was charging him, and that Wilson had absolutely no option, since he did not have a pepper spray that he could have knocked him down with that. Pepper gun that that he had no option but to kill him, and therefore to make this a racist issue and to riot in the name of Michael Brown and to call this an execution is pathetic. But it appears that the version of events that I shared with you yesterday is the most accurate.
Fairly close. Yeah. The only tough shot question is the one with through the nipple, but I mean that could have been involved with turning or something.
In that particular case to answer that question, I think happened. I think it's a combination of two things, and we've talked about one of them. I'm going to share the other one. One of those things is that it was a very, very crude drawing, and based on the crude drawing, so one of three options. Crude drawing, bad locations. Second, it was seventh shot, not the exit wound of the sixth shot, which I think is the most likely. And the third is that pathologist Baden was specifically hired to give an accounting that would enrage people on behalf of Brown's mother, and serve them in their litigation against the police. The combination of those three tells me that that's the case. But even Baden said he was running forward. Folks, I'm convinced it's a fraud. I did something just a moment ago, and we still have Glenn with us, so I want Glenn's feedback here in a moment. When I made my determination this morning that it was a fake, I did so because, as Glenn just sang, one thing is different than another. I've watched hundreds of these. I know Islam. I know how Muslims think. I understand their rage. I understand their need for a sense of superiority and control over another person's life. And I know that there was no chance that they would exclude from their video the actual severing of the head. And I knew that there was no justification for YouTube or anybody else to take it away because it wasn't graphic. And so I knew it was a fraud. I knew that because they were never saying, there was no Quran quote, no Hadith quote, no Allahu Akbar, that it was a fake. And that rather than showing the head being cut off, the last image is a picture that's being scanned. It's been photoshopped. It was obvious. So what I did during the break is I Googled the following. James Foley beheading video fake. The first thing that came up is National Security Council says beheading video is authentic. No, it's not. The second one, liveleak.com. James Foley beheading video is fake. The next one down is from Reddit. Many of you have not Reddit. Reddit is the Reddit. I know a lot of people love that site because it's so controversial. Reddit is the name of the site. But Reddit.com, possibly a fake, ISIS beheading American journalist Foley. It's fake. Now, Scott, during the commercial break, I couldn't do it because I can't have video downloading while we're doing the show because we use voice over internet protocol to broadcast this show, and it would compete with the audio of the program. But you have had a chance to watch some of the liveleak.com presentation. What do you think?
They make a... I was still rewatching it.
Okay.
They don't talk about any sort of like CGI or anything like that. The thing that they point out is watch one, the clothing on the person changes. It goes from being very loose to being tight. It goes from his body size changes where he has very gaunt shoulders at one point to very, very broad. His facial features change from when the guy's standing next to him to when he goes behind him. Somehow his face becomes much fatter.
Do they take any of the screenshots towards the end of the video, those last three or four frames where the knife is supposedly going back and forth? And do they try to clean those up and show that my my surmation was correct, that there was no cut wound on his throat?
They don't do anything like that, but they do go.
Somebody will.
They take it step by step, and their speculation on what you the link you're talking about is that it's actually three different guys that they're showing at various stages.
Yeah, I don't know if that's correct, but anyway, okay. Yeah. So anyway, there's others who have come to the same conclusion, but for different reasons. I came to these conclusions because I know Islam, and very few people know Islam, so I'd be surprised anybody who came to the conclusion based upon knowing Islam, although IQ Abu Suli might. They came to it based upon the video itself. All right. Glenn, what do you think?
Well, you're in good atheist company. There's another well-known talk show host named Mike Rivero, who on a different network, who was a Hollywood special effects guy, effects, I think, in animation. Right. And he called this, you know, yesterday afternoon in pretty much the same vein, you know, and with his, I mean, he's actually worked on a lot of movies and TV shows. He was, you know, very much a professional. And he called it the same way, you know, same exact thing, which I think it's pretty gutsy of you guys because you know, with people believing this, it's like, oh, how can you say that? Oh, there you'd be smirking the memory of, you know, the poorly murdered person, you know.
Right. I understand. And that's why I was trying to lighten the mood, and I'm glad why you lighten the mood in this, is that I understand, and pardon the pun, I'm putting my neck way out on the line. You know that I am the last guy. And I've received, you know, thousands of death threats from Muslims, so putting my neck out on the line is a dangerous thing for me to do. But I understand this religion. I know how they think. And because I understand it, I understand them. And this is fraud. It's obvious. We'll be back.